free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December the 11th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, we've had the first indication of what Brett Kavanaugh is going to be like. And, you know, we had this back and forth. We all got caught up in the Me Too issue. And, yes, it was an injustice. And, yes, it was right to speak out about that. But I tried to make it clear all the way through that I believe that this guy was an establishment man. He was part of the swamp. You are not going to drain the swamp if you fill the Supreme Court with swamp creatures. You're not going to drain the swamp if you fill your administration with swamp creatures, President Trump. And as we have the back and forth people talking about who might be the next chief of staff, Trump is looking at a George W. Bush guy. Well, that's the problem with Kavanaugh. He's a George W. Bush guy. He's a Kavanaugh guy. He's a Yale guy. And all of this stuff about you're innocent until proven guilty, as I said all the way through. Yes, absolutely. But the courts don't seem to apply those rules to us. And Lindsey Graham, as I said over and over again, in spite of his impassioned defense of his establishment friend, Brett Kavanaugh, Lindsey Graham, who said, how can this man be accused and never be tried and never be heard and so forth? He's the same guy that said, if the crime is serious, like terrorism, if you are accused of a serious crime, shut up. You don't get a lawyer. And I guess we can say that about the unborn children. You want to talk about innocent until proven guilty? What about the unborn children? Shut up. You don't get a lawyer. And you don't get a hearing. Not in the Supreme Court with Bush appointees on it. Yes, it was Kavanaugh and John Roberts who sided with the liberals. This is the take of everybody, conservative and Republican. They refused to hear cases that had been brought against, and of course, the courts, the liberal courts, sided with Planned Parenthood. This all came out of the Center for Medical Progress and their undercover investigation of Planned Parenthood, where they found them more than willing to tailor-make their abortions to provide the body parts that their customers, that they thought were their customers, these people who are undercover, telling them, we want this, we want that. Sure, we can get that for you. Oh, yeah, I need a Lamborghini and so forth. Now, don't forget that in California, where they went after the whistleblowers, coming after the Center for Medical Alliance, the person leading that was the California Attorney General, Kamala Harris, who wants to be your next president. But we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about the real MK Ultra. What was the issue with MK Ultra? It was about mind control, right? Do you think that mind control is finished? They're releasing some of the documents after 65 years. People are amazed at how effective these documents were. This was a decades-long journey by one individual who runs Black Vault. And he gets a lot of government documents. But he's only 37 years old. He spent 20 years of his 37 years since he was 17 trying to get some of these documents and other documents. And he finally got a big trove of MK Ultra documents. And I would say to you that, of course, MKUltra is not finished. It's sophisticated. It's more hidden and more effective than it ever was before. And I'm going to prove that to you today. We're going to talk about mind control. We're going to talk about the most effective mind and behavior control the world has ever known. It is a scientific, technical tyranny by the technocratic elite. They have it down to a science. They've been working at it for a very long time. With these war criminals that they brought over from Japan and Germany, people who have no moral filter, who obey no law, they kill their own. Maybe you've seen the Netflix documentary, Wormwood, about Frank Olson and his contact with MKUltra, the CIA, LSD, Operation Paperclip, Fort Detrick in Maryland, all of this stuff. This is the government that we have here in America. Stay with us. We'll be right back. David Knight.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Tuesday, December 11th, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to talk about MKUltra. We're going to talk about mind control. We're going to talk about how it is far more sophisticated, far more pervasive, how it is being applied to you and your family and your children right now. But before we get into that, I want to talk about what just happened with the Supreme Court yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court, on Monday, left lower court victories intact for Planned Parenthood in a legal battle with states over access by Medicaid patients to Planned Parenthood's services. This is a report from NBC News. And, of course, NBC says the dispute did not involve abortion. NBC lies. The services provided by Planned Parenthood are fungible, if we were talking about an economic commodity, and we are talking about an economic commodity. We're talking about services, and we're talking about goods. In this case, the goods are baby parts. And that was the basis for these laws that were overturned in lower courts, and now the Supreme Court has refused to hear this. And it was the Supreme Court pick that we just had this nasty fight over, and we all saw the left jump the shark on identity politics, on Me Too, and everything. It was an important discussion to have on that aspect of it. But as I said, we looked at the four Supreme Court picks that President Trump had narrowed it down to. The very worst one was Kavanaugh. On background, on issues, I was not surprised to see this. Disappointed, but not surprised. I was hoping that what he went through would make him a better man. Not the case. After an anti-abortion group released videos in 2015 that purported to show officials, again, I'm reading from the NBC News report, so understand the bias here. We'll point that out as we go through it. That purported to show officials from Planned Parenthood talking about selling fetal tissue. It didn't purport. It showed it. Watch the videos. It didn't purport. It showed it. Several states immediately terminated Medicare provider agreements with Planned Parenthood's affiliates. Medicaid patients in Kansas and Louisiana, two of the states that took action against Planned Parenthood, claimed that the states violated Medicaid's requirement that patients must be free to seek their health care from any qualified and willing provider. And then they go on to apologize for Planned Parenthood on NBC. They say Planned Parenthood offers Medicaid patients things like vaccines and wellness exams and screening for cancer and contraception services and so forth. But they also operate as a criminal organization. But don't worry, because that's completely compartmentalized and separate. Baloney. Baloney. We all know what's going on there. Of course, Kavanaugh was opposed by Planned Parenthood. They said that he would automatically overturn Roe v. Wade. I was afraid that he would automatically fall in line with the Bushes, which he has. And as Justice Clarence Thomas wrote, there were three who dissented from this, and it was Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch who said no. So we want to hear this case. What Justice Thomas wrote, he said, so what explains the court's refusal to do its job here? I suspect it has something to do with the fact that some respondents in these cases were named Planned Parenthood. Thomas went on to say, some tenuous connection to a politically fraught issue does not justify abdicating our judicial duty. If anything, neutrally applying the law is all the more important when political issues are in the background. And as Daily Caller comments, this could indicate that John Roberts and Kavanaugh are loath to take up an abortion-related question after the contentious hearing for Kavanaugh. They've been intimidated, perhaps. Or perhaps they were always like this. One of the things I remember back in 2000, the church we were attending at the time, very conservative lady. They were big supporters financially and otherwise of the Bushes. And somehow it came up. Somebody asked questions. Who are you supporting? Well, I'm supporting Harry Brown. I'm not going to support the Bushes. And she was outraged. Outraged. I wasn't going to lie to anybody about it. She said, how could you do that? The libertarians support abortion. I said, well, no, not actually. I said, they would not make it illegal. However, they would not fund it, which your candidate will. Your candidate will fund it while he talks about how he wants to end it. I said, I'm sick of the hypocrisy, and I am sick of the hypocrisy of the GOP from top to bottom, top to bottom. I said, I would rather go with people who say, I'm not going to have government interfere in this, but we're not going to fund it either. I'd rather take that approach than to have a government that funds it, which is what the Republicans do. They will, around the edge, they will remove some funding from military bases, some funding for international organizations that funded in other countries, but they'll keep this kind of stuff going. And don't ever forget that it was Prescott Bush, the patriarch of the Klan, who was the first treasurer for Planned Parenthood, his name right up there on the letterhead with Margaret Sanger. These people are frauds from the get-go. It's a death cult, a skull and bones death cult. Jeb Bush bragged about when he was running, said, I took away some abortion funding from the state of Florida for, you know, some funding for Planned Parenthood by the state of Florida. And yet at the same time, an organization that he and his family were in charge of privately gave them more than 10 times the amount that they just cut from the state of Florida. That's the way the Bushes roll. And so you look at Politico. Kavanaugh and Roberts side with liberal judges on Planned Parenthood case, declining to review whether states can block Planned Parenthood and other abortion providers. And of course, as you've got Thomas, Alito, and Gorsuch saying, we want to hear it. It takes four justices. So if Kavanaugh or Roberts had changed, then it would have been heard. One person comments, if Kavanaugh was going to deal a major blow to health care rights. Yeah, health care rights. Yeah, let's get rid of health care rights. Well, first of all, health care is not a right. Food is not a right. Housing and clothing is not a right. Education is not a right. You don't have a right to something that has to be provided by somebody else. The Democrats always sell you that lie. They call it positive rights. Well, I'm positive that those aren't rights. Negative rights are what we have in the Constitution. Barack Obama even talked about that. He said, well, over here you got the positive rights, and over here you got the negative rights. They will always label things to win the argument, and we foolishly accept their labels. You have basic God-given rights. And the Bill of Rights was set there to stop those rights from being taken away by the government. So they were negative. They were prohibitions on government. When they offer you positive rights, they're offering you a welfare state. And remember, as Gerald Ford, another guy that I didn't have great love for, but he got this right. He said, before government can give you everything you want, it's got to take away everything you've got. Paraphrasing, that's not the exact quote, but that's essentially right. I mean, they cannot give you these positive things that they want without taking it from somebody else. And so he said, if you're going to deal a major blow to health care rights, during his first session on the court, this would have been the case to do it. This is a professor emeritus at Washington and Lee University. As I tweeted out when I saw this yesterday, I said, Kavanaugh joins the liberals immediately. And he finds a mandate for us to fund Planned Parenthood. Yeah, we got to do it. Where in the world, how can you morally or constitutionally support this? There is absolutely no way that there should even be Medicaid or Medicare. There is no authority for that in the Constitution, let alone giving it to an organization that is the biggest provider of abortions and selling baby parts at the same time. This guy, a clerk for Kennedy. That's one of the reasons I said that this is not going to work out well for us. Amy Coney Barrett, or whatever her name was, she was a clerk to Scalia. She was outside. There was another candidate that was outside of Washington. This guy was totally a part of the Washington establishment. And we can see this. And when we come back, I'll make one more statement about this. And then I want to get into MK Ultra. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
will continue to murder and chop up children in the United States of America. Will God bless America for that? No, he will not. He will not. Shame on Brett Kavanaugh. Shame on John Roberts. And of course, we don't even have to mention the liberals. You know where Darth Vader Ginsburg is going to be on this issue. But it was not a surprise to me, as I said. We all got caught up in defending the fact that he should have been innocent until proven guilty, to expose the overreach of identity politics, the false accusations of Me Too. As I said on Twitter, my account is Libertarian. If you want to follow me, you can find me Libertarian, not Libertarian. I don't agree with the Libertarian Party anymore. They've become too much like statist Democrats. They got rid of the non-aggression principle and have gone down the tubes as far as I'm concerned. So I call myself Libertarian. The interesting thing is I've reached a cap of 119,000 plus or minus 20 or 30 followers. I constantly get notifications from them that have been followed by 75 or 100 people or whatever in a given day. But the number never goes up. It always fluctuates plus or minus 20, 30. So I know I'm being watched. I know I'm being shadow banned. And I know I'm not going to be there much longer. You can also find me on Gab, and you can also find me on FreeZoxy. So making the transition over to other platforms as well. You need to make that transition as well to other platforms. What they do, first they assassinate your tweets. They assassinate your Twitter account, completely ban it. And so I'm at that stage right now. I first noticed this phenomenon with Lee Stranahan as he was exposing what was going on with Ukraine. And folks, you have to understand that the censorship is not strictly coming from Jack Dorsey or Google or Facebook. It is coming ultimately, they are the tools for this. It is ultimately coming from the establishment, from the deep state, from the military industrial complex, from NATO, the Atlantic Council, these organizations. If you oppose their establishment narrative, you'll be shadow banned and ultimately banned. That's the point at which we have arrived now. They openly brag about it. They openly bragged about it after they banned 800 organizations 2 months after they banned InfoWars. I mean, if we were just sitting there, trolling them over the latest cultural issues and so forth, we would be relatively harmless. If we talk about what they are doing with false flags, if we talk about their overthrow of other governments, if we talk about what the CIA does, as I'm going to be doing in just a few minutes, then you become dangerous to them. Like Lee Stranahan, he was clipped at about 83,000. I mean, he was going up very rapidly and all of a sudden flatlined. Same thing about the same time that the other InfoWars outlets got taken off. They clipped my followers at that point in time. So anyway, if you want to follow me, give it a test. Libertarian. What I said was, as one person said, I think he's there because he approves of military tribunals for citizens who commit treason. And, of course, it's Kavanaugh. He is deep state. Remember Lindsey Graham asking him about military tribunals? That was very important. That's one of the reasons why Lindsey Graham was so adamant that he had a right to be innocent until proven guilty. But, of course, if Lindsey Graham pulls you up before a military tribunal, shut up, you don't get a lawyer, right? That's where this is going. And he knows that if somebody says, wait a minute, that doesn't conform to the Constitution, he's got an ally on the Supreme Court who will say, oh, we don't care. We won't listen to that. If you can turn your back on a situation where babies are being chopped to pieces for hire, what kind of a person are you? You can do that to anybody. You can do it to an adult. You can do it to anyone. So I said, yeah, as if we didn't need more warnings from Kavanaugh's political resume, Graham's vehement support should have been the final warning. That's what I wrote on Twitter. I said, got him through by using the blowback against Me Too false allegations. But we're going to fund Planned Parenthood. So much for innocent until proven guilty. Where did this guy come from? Like I said, his establishment credentials. If you remember when we started having this confirmation hearing, we talked about his deep ties to George W. Bush, the fact that he clerked for Kennedy, a man who was called the swing vote. He should have been swinging from gallows for his treason to the Constitution. Kennedy would go out and quote the law from international organizations or from other countries. And sometimes he would choose that over the Constitution. And that was just fine with him. I said, how in the world do you get somebody who clerked for him? How could you clerk for somebody like that unless you were of the same substance, right? And so at the time, we go back and we look at the background of Kavanaugh as it was reported then. Both Brett and his wife, Ashley, served in the Bush administration. Bush nominated Brett Kavanaugh to the position on the U.S. Court of Appeals, second highest court, these courts of appeals. He was staff secretary to George W. Bush, a Yalie. George W. Bush called him a good man and joked that he had arranged his marriage. Well, I don't know if he arranged the marriage of George W. Bush, but he arranged for the Clintons to escape any prosecution along with Ken Starr. Remember, Ken Starr took that hearing of corruption and allegations of rape and sexual assault, and he diverted everything to, well, he lied about a consensual affair with an intern. All the rest of the stuff was off the table. The stuff about Vince Foster was taken off by Brett Kavanaugh. He was very much involved in that. And then, of course, Ken Starr didn't stop there. Ken Starr went on to defend Epstein and his Lolita Express and his pedophile island and so forth. He was his defense attorney. Got a sweetheart deal for him. And then he became president of a Christian, always putting himself out there as a Christian, as a Republican. And yet, defending people like Bill Clinton, defending people like Epstein, defending the most aberrant sexual predators that we've had politically. And then he becomes president of a Christian college, Baylor. And in a massive scandal of sexual misconduct by the football players there, he, guess what? Defended them. This is where Brett Kavanaugh, these are the people that he hung out with. Ken Starr, Kennedy, and so forth. This is why I said this is not going to work out well for us when it happened. But one more thing about the judiciary. You know, as there's an article on WND. Judges are called out for favoring Obama's orders over Trump's. We have finally somebody besides me complaining about this. I said, how in the world can DACA continue to go forward when it was nothing other than a memo coming from the Obama administration? It was never a law. Yet we have judges who say, oh, it's the law. You can't change it. You can't do anything about that. President Trump can't say anything about it. President Trump's Homeland Security Secretary can't say anything about it because we had Obama's Homeland Security Secretary say it. And as one person said, the actions by the courts assume the legality of DACA rather than decide. In the same way, they assume the legality of infanticide and then they fund it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant owned product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is the David Knight Show.
All right, the mainstream media wants to label us as conspiracy theorists because they think that pejorative will cause you to immediately laugh at us, look away, close your eyes, close your ears. They think maybe it might intimidate us. I'm not intimidated by that label. I'm proud of that label. I'm not a theorist. I'm an analyst. I analyze their conspiracy theories. And quite frankly, folks, the most ridiculous conspiracy theories are part of the official story. Whether you're talking about 9-11 or some of these other issues. I think that 9-11 is the most ridiculous conspiracy theory I've ever heard. And I'm not talking about the fact that it was an inside job. The narrative that they have given us proves that it was an inside job. I don't know exactly what they did. I don't know if it's directed energy weapons. I don't know if it's pre-planted explosives. I know what didn't happen. I know they didn't have two planes bring down three steel skyscrapers. Two planes, three buildings fell. And, of course, they were supposed to be designed to withstand that. Nobody was ever sued for that. The builders weren't sued. The inspectors weren't sued. The state was not sued. Nothing was ever changed in terms of response by firemen, none of that. When you have pilots who say you can't fly planes at that altitude that quickly, especially at the Pentagon, when you look at the size of the hole at the Pentagon, you can't fit a plane there. We don't have any engine parts and so forth. And yet it landed right there in the office where they're investigating, what was it, $6 trillion missing money? All the video confiscated by the Pentagon. Why are they afraid of? They're afraid of the truth. They call us truthers because they are liars. They're liars with their own conspiracies. And so, as Caitlin Johnston writes in a Zero Hedge article, the largest conspiracy theory peddlers are the mainstream media and the U.S. State Department. And here's the latest one. We've got yet another Syrian gas attack, we're told. This one happening in Aleppo. Now, let's think about what happened in Aleppo. We were told as they were getting ready to run ISIS out of that area where they'd had control. Yes, there was a massive bombing campaign there. Yes, it was horrific. But we were told, oh, they're gassing the people there. So we've got to come in on the side of ISIS and help ISIS to fight off the Syrian government. And as Ron Paul pointed out, we were also told it was going to be a massive extermination of the people that were there. Instead, things have returned back to the way they were before we used ISIS to try to do a regime change in Syria. You had Easter celebrated for the first time this year in the 7 or 8 years since we started that war. And then there's been a gas attack there. So what does the State Department do? Well, the official narrative is that since only the Syrian government is capable of using chemical weapons, and of course we know that's not true, it must be a false flag. Must be a false flag. We see this over and over again. And as Caitlin goes on to say, at the same time, we're seeing a push from the mass media to start to say that the yellow vests in France are part of a Russian plot against the globalists, because every time the globalists lose, it's always the Russian plot. No, it's the actions of Emmanuel Moron. That's what we need to call this guy. The president of France, Emmanuel Moron. And, of course, who is selling the idea that the yellow vests are not a pushback against the migration policies and the oppressive taxation policies of the globalists, but rather it is the Russians? Well, none other than the never-Trumper Max Boot. Again, it's part of the military-industrial complex, the Atlantic Council, NATO, all these people, the always forever war and never-Trump people, people like Max Boot. And where does he do it? In the Washington Post. Where else? So, yes, the yellow vests are also now a Russian conspiracy. That's their theory. But, of course, the real Russian conspiracy is their Russian conspiracy. There was no conspiracy between Trump and the Russians, and they continue to say that. And even though they have no evidence of any conspiracy except the conspiracy that was being conducted between the Ukraine with Alexandra Chalupa, and others to try to conspire and entrap President Trump, the collusion between London and Langley, the intelligence services, the collusion between the Democrats and Russians to make the Clintons rich, all of that stuff is being covered up by the people who pulled it off. As they say, well, we're going to look at the Russian collusion of President Trump. They didn't find any. So now they're going to try to impeach him over sexual conduct. Absolutely not a crime, what they're accusing him of. Anyway, she goes on to say, once upon a time, you would be called a conspiracy theorist for saying that the West is arming terrorists in Syria, or that the DNC is conspiring to ensure the primary victory of Hillary Clinton. But those things are known to be conspiracy facts. Conspiracy. Two or more people working together to achieve something. Typically illegal, but not necessarily illegal. Yes, they were all conspiring to make these things happen. Or, as we're going to look at here in just a moment, MKUltra. That was one of the things. Oh, you believe that there was more than one shooter that took out Kennedy? You believe the witnesses? You believe the Zapruder tape? You don't believe that one guy with a bolt-action rifle could shoot through a tree and get multiple headshots? You believe that? You must be a conspiracy theorist. That's when they started using that term. And, of course, if you believe that MKUltra thing, you must be paranoid. You must hate our government. It's like, no, our government hates morality, hates our people. And I'm going to show you how you are part of an experiment that is far worse, far more pervasive, far more effective at mind control than anything that was crudely done by MKUltra. What MKUltra reveals to us is the nature of the beast in Washington. It doesn't reveal to us the technology. That was 65 years ago. But it shows us what these people are capable of.
And they have far more advanced technology now, 65 years later. As a matter of fact, they're not even afraid of being caught out by this. They brag about it. They brag about their torture programs. They brag about their assassination programs. They do it openly now. They fund mind control initiatives. Hundreds of millions of dollars in the open. It's not a black budget. They don't hide it anymore. So why do they use this term? The only thing they've got is conspiracy. You talk about what they're actually doing, they'll call you a conspiracy theorist when you expose their conspiracies. And so finally, as Caitlin Johnston says, the pushback that we see against RT or against InfoWars, she says, the fact of the matter is that powerful people do indeed conspire, and those conspiracies do indeed need to be talked about. And the largest promulgators of conspiracy theories are not InfoWars, not RT, but the mainstream media and the U.S. State Department. And of course, any dissent from their impossible theories is to be labeled and mocked as a conspiracy theory. And as I've said before, folks, I'll go back to Arthur Conan Doyle, the guy who gave us the first consulting detective who used deductive reasoning. He said, you look at the situation and you rule out the impossible. And then what is left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. Rule out the impossible. And as she goes on to say, the real currency of the world is not gold. It is not fiat currency. Not even raw military force. The real currency of the world, the real power of the world, is the ability to control the narrative. And folks, we are deep into a massive experiment to control the narrative. And most people don't even recognize the institutions that are doing this. Geospatial intelligence. James Comey is the granddaddy of geospatial. He's been the head honcho of the bureaucrats running geospatial intelligence. Most of you probably don't even know that there is a geospatial intelligence agency. You don't understand what they mean when they say mastering the human domain through things like activity-based intelligence. HDA, ABI. GS.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, they can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh, and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Of course, it's that time of year, and we have a 12 days of Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off at our store. We have gifts set up by the two genders, and we have them separated by gifts at certain price points, under $25, under $50, and so forth. But we have up to 75% off many items and free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. That is our reward system, so that you can get discounts in the future. And you also get a free t-shirt with every order. A great time as part of our 12 days of Christmas, a great time to support your family and to support your health. As I've said before, give the gift of health. If you know somebody who is struggling with some kind of a chronic disease, or maybe they're not as healthy as they should be, or you just want to keep them from getting some kind of a chronic disease, start to educate them about the importance of looking after their health. Or about preparing for the future. I mean, we always seem to focus on all these bells and whistles for Christmas. I mean, literally bells and whistles. That's what you're getting. Of course, they usually come in the form of some kind of electronic touch screen. We're going to be talking about that in just a moment. How unhealthy that can be, especially for developing minds. You've probably seen the headlines from 60 Minutes. It's been reported by many outlets. A new study and the surprising information that is put out there. That's why I said we are part of an MK Ultra experiment going on right now, and many of us don't realize how deep that is. But if you want to help your friends, your family, even yourself, to live a healthier life, now is a time to start doing that. Make an adult decision, a proactive decision. And it's a great time to do it right now. Up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, even a free t-shirt with every order. And we have a new 24-hour special each of the 12 days of Christmas sale. Today's 24-hour special is Alpha Power, 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, so we've been told, you know, one of the favorite things that the bureaucracy and the mainstream media used to like to scoff at was MKUltra. Doesn't exist. It's just a conspiracy theory. It's just a fantasy of your mind. Of course, we've had, as people have been picking up, I think it first hit Friday afternoon, an individual at the Black Vault on his website. Now, he picks up a lot of documents on paranormal research funded by the government, UFOs, but also on government mind control experiments. And he has spent... He's 37 years old, and he's been doing this since he was 17 years old. And he has the largest repository of its kind outside the U.S. government. He's got over 2 million pages of information that he's gotten through Freedom of Information requests. Now, as we'll see with some of this stuff, it is frequently still redacted. But as these programs start to age, they loosen up a little bit because the methods that they were using 65 years ago are incredibly crude and ineffective compared to what they have today. But of course, we're now learning that some of these things actually worked. Surprise, surprise. Today, though, it is a whole different ballgame. What these documents reveal, folks, is don't get caught up in the details of what they did 65 years ago with electrode implants into dogs or LSD being fed to people and so forth. Well, they did Frank Olson and to many others. Don't get caught up in those types of details. I want you to see the evil behind this, the institutional evil behind this. The newest document showcased some of the unprecedented disturbing outcomes of the CIA's attempts to develop mind control techniques and truth serums as part of its MK Ultra project, reports Free Thought Project. The releases include documents on a successful, quote-unquote, effort to create 6 dogs that could be operated to complete basic commands by remote control in the late 1960s. They even have diagrams of the surgical implants that employed electrical stimulation of the brain, that's the title of the document there, to create controlled responses. And so you look at this, and I hope that this bothers you. Because, you know, typically we don't really get too upset when we see the CIA torturing people. If a journalist that the Washington Post likes gets ripped apart piece by piece, then we all are supposed to be very upset about that. But we're not supposed to be upset when the CIA does it. And Gina Haspel covers it up. So we have those different. But it's also, most of us get more upset when we see this type of thing done to, let's say, a dog. Dogs are so kind. They're so friendly. I love my dog. But I also love my fellow man. I love my children. I don't like to see them being the subjects of human experimentation that is going to leave them permanently impaired, may cause them to have an early death or cancer, done without their informed consent. And of course, the kind of experimentation that the government is doing on us now, if we had a moral, legal government that obeyed things like the prohibitions that came out of the Nuremberg Code, if we had such a government that we no longer have, then you couldn't give your consent to participate in these kinds of dangerous, threatening experiments that they're conducting on humans, not just on dogs. And so as you can see the diagram here, they've implanted this thing. They show the skin, the bone, and how they cemented it in to the dog's body and then how they could control them from a distance. But what they're doing today is so much more sophisticated. The DARPA people are talking about how they are trying to do non-invasive tactics in order to invade our minds. Because it kind of is a dead giveaway. Somebody puts you out and they, you wake up and you got a massive electrode sticking out of the back of your head. And that's kind of a dead giveaway as to what's going on. So they want to do it a little bit more subtly. And that's really been the focus of what they've been doing. And of course, everybody knew that this was happening. The insiders knew this was happening. They were leaking the information to people like John Frankenheimer, who did the Manchurian Candidate, all of the different techniques, both drugs and electricity and hypnosis and so forth. Yeah, hypnosis is part of this as well. The writer states that behavioral modification experiments that would normally be considered too dangerous, too shocking, too unusual for routine testing would be of interest to us. Why? Because they have no legal or moral filters for anything that they do. This is the government, folks. The CIA is the true government right now. You need to understand this. They are the Praetorian Guards that are running this country. They plan to test experimental drugs intended to induce compliance and passivity on inmates in prison hospitals. And then they would conduct interrogations. And by interrogations, the CIA meant physical, psychological, and mechanical torture to induce compliance with uncooperative individuals. And so again, I would encourage you to take a look at the documentary. You can find it on Netflix, Wormwood, the great documentary by Errol Morris. He's given us things like Thin Blue Line, The Fog of War, where he actually got Robert McNamara to admit to being a war criminal, to admit to the fact that the Vietnam War started with a false flag, and so forth. But in that, he talks about the death of Frank Olson, the conspiracy of our government to cover it up, not only to engage in tactics of mind control. That's what they saw LSD as, a mind control drug. And then, of course, you know, because we had LSD, we had to have a war on drugs, right? Problem. They create the problem, then they offer the solution, the UN war on drugs. But, of course, it also involved Operation Paperclip and the fact that we brought in Nazi and Japanese imperial war criminals that should have been executed, but no, our CIA brought them in. We still do that kind of thing, of course. And then they talk about things like this. You see this document here, partially redacted. Following types of information, blah, blah, blah. Intelligence services throughout the world are using this with emphasis on blanked out several things, methods. So we don't know what, even though everybody is using it, and even though it's 65 years later, they're going to redact that. Going to redact that. And commentary here by a Free Thought Project. Some of the experiments conducted veer pretty far afield from the strictly scientific, even in its grotesque Frankenstein form. And, of course, that's exactly what you would expect when you bring over Nazi war criminals who want to do human experimentation, who specialized in biological warfare. Then this little aside here, which will set the stage for the next segment when I start talking about the real MKUltra that is ongoing right now. Since the international situation is in its present state, I feel the need for positive action in the military application of hypnotism is imperative. And blah, blah, blah. Hypnotism. Yeah. I'm going to tell you how they're doing that right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Decoding the mainstream propaganda. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Love
Welcome back. We're talking about MKUltra, the documents that just came out. And, of course, this is a conspiracy theory for a very long time. If you don't know anything about it, even if you do know something about it, I think you'll enjoy Wormwood, the documentary done by Netflix, actually done by Errol Morris. They funded it. It's 6 40-minute episodes, I believe. And we watched one of them the other night. And as this was being exposed by Seymour Hersh, he went to the family that Frank Olson was a scientist. He was specializing in agriculture. He got caught up with this gang of thugs and criminals in Washington and started using his knowledge to produce biological weapons. And he started having some misgivings about this. If you read the book by his family and so forth, other people have done excellent research on this. I'd already read the book, so I didn't watch all the documentary. I already knew the story. But I think you'll enjoy it, especially if you are not familiar with it. It's a great way to get introduced to it. Nevertheless, he was having some moral issues with what was going on. And, talking to some people about it, they experimented on him with LSD. And then when he died, they told everybody, well, it was an accident or he committed suicide by jumping out of a hotel window that was closed. He didn't open it before he fell accidentally out of it or before he committed suicide. He committed suicide by jumping through the window. And, of course, he had been mysteriously visited by some high-ranking supervisors of his at the time. And that's how the series begins, with him falling in slow motion to the street. But Cy Hersh, as he went to the family, as he started to expose some of these documents, said to them, "You must be the least curious family in America. How could this happen to your father and you not ask questions? This smells of, foul play here," which is what we're always asking. That's why they call us conspiracy theorists, because it's like, I'm sorry, but this doesn't make any sense. I don't buy this. I don't buy that this happened. And it looks to me like you've got some strong motives to make this happen. And that's where investigations begin. That's where honest investigations begin, whether they're done by an honest policeman or detective or whether they're done by a journalist or somebody else. You start asking questions. Does this make sense? Could that have happened? And so forth. And so he said to them, "You must be the least curious family in America." To which I would say no. We have people in America today, most of America, is far less curious than the family of Frank Olson. We have our children suffering an epidemic of autism and other immune diseases, epidemics of cancer and other things. We don't ask any questions. And if we do ask questions, we're quickly silenced by the ridicule of people who call us conspiracy theorists or who tell us that the science is settled. Don't worry about it. There's nothing wrong with vaccines. We had to give immunity to the vaccine companies back in 1986 or they would have gone out of business. But don't worry about it. There's no risk involved in any of this. Don't ask any questions. Don't read the inserts. No, I think America is probably the least curious country the world has ever seen. Nothing is curious to us. We don't get curious about anything. No matter what happens to us, to our friends, to our family, to our children, we're not curious about it. Just like the Olson family, we're not curious. Isn't that a shame? We're not curious about social media censorship. We're not curious about migration and so forth. People started to get curious about this because of InfoWars. They started to get curious about this because of tweets of Donald Trump, and that's why we have to have the social media censorship. But of course, most people in America aren't curious about that either. Just not curious. Move on. There's nothing to see. Oh, look at this shiny bells and whistles over here. You don't want to be a conspiracy theorist. Those people are awful. We even have conservatives saying things like that. Even James Wood. Oh, that awful Alex Jones. Yeah, the Alex Jones who told you the truth that you don't pay attention to because you're not curious.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said at the top of the hour, the last segment, when Cy Hirsch was investigating the death of Frank Olson and the government cover-up that was being conducted by Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld in the Gerald Ford White House. They came to the family and they said, I tell you what, you don't want to press for this. You don't want to sue. We are going to have you come to the Oval Office and meet with the president, and we'll do something that's never been done before. We're going to have the president personally apologize to your family for wrongdoing in the death of Frank Olson. Never been done before. And as his son today says, yeah, they took us in. We fell for that. Because they didn't want this exposed in an investigation. They wanted to cover it up. They said, we'll run a bill through quietly. We'll give you a lot of money and we'll give you a meeting with the president where he will apologize to you and so forth. But let's not talk about this in public. Cy Hirsch wanted to talk about this in public. Seymour Hirsch, he went to them and he said, you're the least curious family in America. But as I said, America is filled with non-curious families today. As they were talking at the time about their experiments on dogs, how they could do implant electrodes into dogs and control them remotely, DARPA today says, well, the future here is non-invasive invasion of your mind. And we're going to talk about how they do that. You know, DARPA openly talks today about implanting memories and removing selected memories from people. They were doing very, very crude things 60, 70 years ago to people, operations, brute force stuff. But their goals and their tactics never changed. That's why when we look at the Bill of Rights and people say, well, you know, you don't have a right to have firearms, because that was written at a time that people only had muskets. And you don't have a right to have privacy in your papers and your documents at home, because that was written at a time when people only had paper and quills and so forth. No, the principles are the same, because human nature doesn't change. And the nature of these people, these monsters in Washington, it has now been institutionalized and it has matured over decades, and the technology is far, far more dangerous. Not just the black budget, but the open budget that they now do, because Americans aren't curious. There's now hundreds of millions of dollars for things like Obama's brain project. And of course, DARPA will say, well, we're working on this because we want to help veterans who have PTSD. Bad experiences from wars that we sent them to without just cause. We expose them to these horrible situations, put them in horrible situations. And then we say, well, instead of stopping the foreign wars, instead of stopping the preemptive strikes and invasions, you know, because we don't do blitzkrieg like the Nazis did. No, we call it shock and awe. And that makes it all different, doesn't it? Because we're the ones doing it. No, we have to be careful that we don't become the monsters that we fight. And with Operation Paperclip, with the biological and chemical weapons research programs that they instituted, that Frank Olson was part of, that he started to have a problem with, that they killed him for that, we became the monsters that we fought. We are now the ones who do, who overthrow governments, who attack people who have not attacked us. And as I pointed out, George H.W. Bush of the 50th anniversary of Pearl Harbor blamed the people who put America first and American principles first. He said they flew escort with the Japanese bombers, and that's the closest he ever came to blaming the Japanese imperialists for what they did. Today, we are the imperialists, and today we torture and experiment on people, and they're experimenting on your kids, folks. This report from 60 Minutes. You know, they talked about, well, you know, we use hypnosis, we'll do mind control, we'll do all this other kind of stuff. It's controlling the narrative, controlling your thoughts, controlling the way you think about things, monitoring everything that you're doing. And they have multiple ways of doing that as well, non-invasively. But it is also the human experimentation that is going on and the negative consequences. When they were implanting these electrodes in dogs, they said, well, you know, the problem with this is that we get infections at the site and so forth and so on. Well, there are also some problems with their electronic devices. Remember, Steve Jobs, as CEO of Apple, said, I do not let my young kids use my products. The iPads, the iPhones, and so forth, I don't let them use that stuff. Why is that? What did he know that we're now just finding out about? At 21 sites across the country, scientists have begun interviewing 9 and 10-year-olds and scanning their brains. And they will follow more than 11,000 children for a decade, and they will spend $300 million doing it. It's kind of like the, have you ever seen the documentary series 7-Up? They had a great documentarian, Michael Apted. Of course, he's also done theatrical movies and so forth. But he took some British children that were 7 years old. I think he started back in the 1950s. And he interviewed these kids. They were from various different social groups inside of Britain. And then he followed up another 7 years later. He called that 14 up. And he's done it on and on and on. These people are now middle-aged. And he's still alive, and he's still doing these documentaries every 7 years. Very interesting to see what happens to these people 7 years on. And he did it kind of as a social experiment, but it's a very interesting documentary. So now what they're going to do is they're going to kind of do this with the kids that they are experimenting on with these devices. 60 Minutes got some of the preliminary data that they have noticed that's being funded by the National Institutes of Health. Spending this $300 million. They said, here's a glimpse of what they have learned so far, says CBS. They said, we're kind of in the midst of a natural kind of uncontrolled experiment on the next generation of children. Isn't that interesting? Because we're talking about physiological damage to these kids. And what they have just admitted to is what we executed people for at Nuremberg. Experimenting on children without their consent and saying, if you are going to alter them in a negative way, there is no way that they or their parents can give you their consent. These were the codes that came out of Nuremberg, but we don't care about that. The group that I worked with before I came here, I did some work for American Tradition Institute. And just as I was coming here to InfoWars about a little over 6 years ago, they found out that there was experimentation being done by the EPA on people in North Carolina, where I was. Steve Malloy found that out. He was looking through some research grants, and he saw some reactions to people. He started digging deeper, and what he found was that the EPA, because they wanted to push more regulation that would ban diesel fuel initially, and then all internal combustion engines completely. They were trying to find people who were going to have a negative reaction, and they did everything that they could to make these people have a negative reaction. They hooked them up directly to diesel tailpipes. Now, they took out the carbon monoxide so they wouldn't die, but they took the rest of the stuff through. They fined particulate matter and so forth. They looked for people who had respiratory and heart issues. And even when they exposed them to 70 times the amount that the EPA was on Capitol Hill, the then director of the EPA, Lisa Jackson, under Obama, was telling then Congressman Markey, who's now a senator from Massachusetts, they had worked up this little dialogue. She said, I'm not talking about people getting sick. I'm talking about people dying. And I'm talking about more people dying than die of cancer. And yet, at the same time she was doing that on Capitol Hill, lying to the American public, they were intentionally experimenting on people at levels that they had said, 70 times the level that they had told people would kill you. And they were trying to do that in order to up their regulations. So yeah, when they have an agenda, they will experiment on us in violation of any moral or ethical law, both domestic or international. And folks, it is not just the devices that we're using. 5G is on the way. But I'll tell you what they found from these devices when we come back. Stay with us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, KristenPlata.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
originally looking for drugs, you know, things like tobacco, marijuana, all these drugs. They were doing experiments. See, how does that affect the minds of children? And they thought, you know, we have kids who spend a lot of time on screens, on things like smartphones, tablets, video games. Maybe we should see if there is any effect for that. And it turns out there is quite a bit. Maybe worse than the effects of these drugs. And so when we look at MKUltra and the fact they wanted to lace LSD into people's drinks and food and so forth, water supplies and towns, as we've been told, as they were doing this type of experimentation on people without their informed consent, looking at drugs, looking at hypnosis, looking at electrodes, anything they could find, way back in the 50s and 60s, the things that maybe we have placed in the hands of our children are far more dangerous and may have the equivalent of handing them a cigarette. How about that? Would you hand your kids a cigarette if you knew that it was going to affect their heart, their mind, their brain, their circulatory system, stunt their growth and so forth? Well, you're doing the same thing when you hand them smartphones, tablets, video games and so forth and let them spend hours on this a day. And so we're sort of in the midst of a natural kind of uncontrolled experiment on the next generation of children, they said. And so the scientists who were talking to 60 Minutes, listen to the way they talk about this. They said, what can we say? What we can say is that this is what brains look like of kids who spend a lot of time on screens. And it's not just one pattern. They looked at them with MRIs. And they say, well, Anderson Cooper, CIA guy, says, oh, that's fascinating. Fascinating. Not horrific. Not an abomination. Fascinating. I would imagine Josef Mengele said the same thing. Isn't this fascinating? It's so fascinating when we do this to children, right? Get Arnold out here. We need a Schwarzenegger marching around to a Nazi tune while we do this. We're doing the same thing here. We brought those people here to the United States to be the core of our biological and chemical weapons program. And then she said, yes, it is very fascinating, very fascinating. I just love it when we look at what we do to little children with our scientific experiments here. The colors show differences in the brains of the 9 and 10 years old children on these MRI machines. And they said what they could see was premature thinning of the cortex. And they say that typically that happens to people as they have older brains. And what happens when you get an older brain? Well, your mental capacity is diminished, right? And so excessive use, what they found, was that kids who spend more than 2 hours a day on these types of screens got lower scores on thinking and on language tests, just as if they were elderly. And that is what we have to be concerned about. You know, it's maybe literally true when I talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and I call her Alexandria Occasional Cortex. She is representative of a generation that I think has literally not only been gaslighted by the educational system, not only a political opportunist, but maybe perhaps mentally impaired by the devices that have been put in the hands of a generation. She is an occasional cortex person. And we're raising a generation of people who are occasional cortex, just like her. That's one of the reasons why she's so dangerous, whether it's by design or by accident. And so as we look at this study, this $300 million study they call Adolescent Brain Cognitive Development, ABCD. They've determined that children who spend more than 2 hours a day on screen time score much lower on thinking and on language tests. And guess what the average is for the kids? 4.5. They spend more than 2 times the level that they say is safe. And they have significant thinning of the cortex of children who spend 7 hours a day. 7 hours a day. Can you imagine some kids spending 7 hours? But it's not hard to do that, especially when our schools are trying to get rid of books and replace them with screen time, because that's so much more sophisticated. You know, we can have the computer giving individualized instruction to the children and so forth. And you can also have Google do immediate rewrites of history, just like 1984. There's so many different reasons that they want to replace physical books
with ebooks and with electronic instruction. It's kind of like our voting. It's so great when you've got electronic voting. You just change all the ballots all at once, and there's no record of anything. And they can do that. It's not enough that they were writing the history books. They can now rewrite them in an instant and make that vanish. But it is having a very real effect on our children's minds. That's why I say this is the true MK Ultra that is happening right now. As our teens and our kids are getting dumber, as their cortex is literally thinning out, you can physiologically see this. This is the National Institutes of Health. It is not a conspiracy theory by me. It's actually happening. But as our teens and our kids are getting dumber, the machines are getting smarter. And so we have Google's DeepMind Project Alpha Zero. And again, Google is right now the CEO of Google is giving testimony about what good guys they are and how they don't censor and how they don't work for authoritarian governments and so forth. All of it a lie. Every bit of it a lie. And what are they working on? Well, Google AI, every time they have so much money because of the leverage that they have through the equity markets, Wall Street and so forth, that they are able to go in and buy up all of their promising competitors everywhere. How did they get so much money? They must have just been super competitors. Folks, I've told you over and over again, the CIA openly created a venture capital firm, Incutel. They did it in late 1990s as the internet was coming online. They would invest in these companies. They also had other means by which they would have people who were in charge of DARPA and other military industrial complex, national intelligence organizations. They would set on the boards of the venture capital firms that were funding these startups. And they would find startups that they knew they could work with the people. Just like these people, you see them working with China. They get to do business in China, they get helped in China, or they get put out of China based on how they work for that particular government. And the same thing is happening here. They love to pretend that it's only happening in China, but it is happening here at the behest of the military-industrial complex, of DARPA, of the CIA. And so they get all this money given to them. They get to a certain critical mass. They get on the New York Stock Exchange, and they are able to have access to unlimited amounts of money. It's the same as if they were printing the money like the Federal Reserve, being on Wall Street. You don't have to turn a profit. And we've seen companies like Blockbuster Video, for example. As soon as they became a publicly traded company, they never made any money. They lost money for decades. The greater sucker. Always going to be somebody there who will buy the stock of that failing company, buying the narrative that someday they're going to turn a profit. But of course, Google does turn a big profit. And they've got so much money that they buy all the promising robotics companies, all the promising AI companies. And we come back, I'll tell you what is promising to us and to our children's future. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you. For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future. and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core. Listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage. And that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Mainstream propaganda. This is The David Knight Show.
You know, I've interviewed several times Dr. Hugo de Garras. He wrote a book called The Ardalek War, and he looks at two possible downside scenarios of the artificial intelligence research that is coming on, something that he was a part of, something he went to work in China. He was being funded there. He made a comment, one day he made a comment to his supervisor, as he told us at the conference in September. It was the transhumanism conference that I spoke at. He was there as well, Steve Quayle. And I've just been told that the CEO at Google is testifying. He just ran from Alex Jones. I'm going to go to that in just a moment. But Hugo de Garras said something, said, you know, we want to increase the research here. We're going to have to do something to fix our reputation in the West, because we've got a very bad you have a very bad reputation here in China about not respecting academic freedom. And that he was immediately fired. I'm going to tell you what they did to some Christians far worse than that. And let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Google. I was just getting ready to get into Google's deep mind, as well as some internet censorship. So you have the CEO of Google in Washington to talk about the issues of censorship. And I've got a clip for you. Is that ready? You guys have that clip ready? Okay, let's play that clip of the Google CEO running from Alex Jones in Washington. Here's that clip.
Google is evil. Google is evil. Google is evil.
faster, faster.
Google is evil. Google is siding with the communist Chinese against America. Google's helping arrest Chinese dissidents, Christians, and Buddhists. Google is evil. Google is going to lie again and violate the law and violate all the mothers.
You're in a hallway, in a public hallway. You can be arrested. That's enough. It makes too much noise.
So Google, no free speech here. Shut up.
I'm not saying that. Just control yourself.
Okay.
Get under control now.
I'm under control. Thank you. I just was taking my free speech away and lied about me, so I need to stand up to him.
I'm not worried about that right,
and
right now.
Talking about me in this program,
yeah, he's not worried about that.
About
we don't care. It's a corporation. They can do whatever they want.
So what am I supposed to do? I don't get a day in court. They lie about me. Google only puts lies up. All the top searches are lies about me and my family. And that guy helps round up political dissidents, and then his people come to lie to Congress over and over and over again, and we don't get to respond to them. So Google is helping build censorship systems in China for a global social score they tested there to totally control every aspect of our lives. Apple and Tim Cook has said he wants censorship worldwide. They're working with the communist Chinese that have killed five times.
All right, folks, listen up. What Hitler did. We need to get some sort of decorum. The United States Congress.
Yeah, Google is evil.
Left or to the right.
Okay, Google is evil. They're censored.
Everybody against the wall, do not block passage. Members of Congress.
So here you go. We're attempting to have free speech, silence us on the internet so that we will strongly lie about it.
Yeah, everybody left or right.
And we're here simply trying to tell the truth and stand up for what's right and let these people know that we will not.
All right, so that's Alex Jones in Washington as they have hearings from the CEO of Google. And of course, in previous hearings, they said, sorry, we're not going to show up. They had executives from Twitter, you had Jack Dorsey there. You had executives from Facebook, but Google was too important to show up. Now he gets his own special hearing. But of course, if they were really concerned about the free press, about free speech, about what is happening on social media, they would be talking to Alex Jones, but they're not talking to Alex Jones. They didn't ask him any questions, just like Marco Rubio didn't. And then when Alex Jones did that same type of thing with Marco Rubio, talking to him in the hall, then Alex Jones, they use that as an excuse to do more censorship against Alex Jones. I find it interesting that David Hogg says some things on Twitter to Marco Rubio, but David Hogg doesn't get censored like Alex Jones did. And so Marco Rubio is saying some things about gun control and so forth. And David Hogg criticizes him and basically accuses him of being evil because he supports our God-given rights to defend ourselves, supports the NRA and so forth. And so Marco Rubio responds and says, I will listen for what God the Lord has to say. Surely he will speak of peace to his people and to his faithful. May they not turn to foolishness. Now, I don't know exactly how that was a response to criticism, but nevertheless, what he is saying is, I'm not going to listen to your criticism. I'm going to do what I think is right. David Hogg says, what does the Psalm say about taking $3 million from the NRA? And who's going to be the one to tell Marco Rubio that Bible verses don't stop kids from getting shot and so forth? So he trolls Marco Rubio. But when Alex Jones is there and he says, I don't know what your website is. Alex, he doesn't say Alex, but I don't go to your website. Obviously lying, and he later admitted that he was lying. He also doesn't want to know why Alex Jones was taken down by all the big internet companies. He's not concerned about that. As long as the big internet companies will censor for the military industrial complex that Marco Rubio ultimately represents, they don't really care about that. And so we have Google there today. We have, as I said, Google's deep mind as we're talking about MK Ultra and our children getting dumbed down. The machines are getting smarter. Hugo de Garis is concerned as a AI researcher as to whether or not the machines are going to become self-aware, like we see in the Terminator series, or whether we will have something that he calls an Artelect War, a war over artificial intelligence, which is really a war between the technocratic elite who have an essential monopoly on advanced technology and the rest of us, who suddenly wake up like the people in France did and realize what's being done to us. He thinks that will be what happens first. Of course, he also thinks that the machines are going to become self-aware. I'm skeptical of that scenario. And yet when we look at this story of Google's deep mind, maybe this is an indication that something is going on with this. Researchers using the world's most powerful electronic brain, Google's AlphaZero, which again,
They have the financial resources to buy every promising company and put it in one place. They have become kind of the Tower of Babel, if you will, of current technology. They can combine all of the best technology in one area, one company. They say they're now convinced that their machine is capable of human-type insight and thought. Yeah, Google is evil. Google is Skynet. And the question is whether or not their machines will become self-aware. What they did was they took some chess programs. They had a, there's a chess program called Stockfish. And as this article points out, it's considered to be the world's best chess machine. It can calculate millions of potential outcomes when it plays. But this program, or this AI, I should say, it's not a program, it's artificial intelligence, AlphaZero, actually approaches this differently. It learns from past experiences. What they did was they programmed AlphaZero with just the basic rules of chess and then let it play millions of games and learn from that, because it can play millions of games very quickly. And so they just gave it the basic rules, gave it some, you know, the ability to somewhat think. And then they, after it learned how to play chess pretty competently, they put it up against Stockfish, which is a more traditional chess playing program, a program. And they put the artificial intelligence up against the computer program, Stockfish. What did they find? They found that when the two played each other in 1,000 games, AlphaZero lost 6 and won 155. The rest of them ended in a tie. Developers were amazed at how AlphaZero played because they didn't hold on to its chess pieces like a normal computer program would, but it quickly sacrificed some of them for better positions. They said it's got a very subtle sense of intuition that helped it to balance out different factors. When we come back, we're going to talk about the stealth aspects of the current experimentations on you and on your children. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health drinks on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sale prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Take a look at what's going on with Google, especially in China. Persecution of Christians coming up. The manipulation to control everything about your future. They don't want to just control cyberspace. They want to control urban space as well. And we already see this being rolled out in China. But Google is spending billions of dollars on a smart city of surveillance up in Toronto. That's where they're doing their experiment. Once they get finished with that experiment, they'll be able to roll it out everywhere simultaneously because they have virtually infinite financial resources, especially since they are supported by so many governments like China. They have closer ties to China than they do to the U.S. government, to the Pentagon and so forth. Kind of like General Motors, as a matter of fact. General Motors is much more interested in doing business in China than they are in America. They got the subsidies from us. And they are going to be shutting down the factories and moving to China. That's the bottom line, as we saw last week. Before we get back into this, you just saw Alex Jones there at the hearings in Congress on Capitol Hill, trolling the CEO of Google. The guy was running from Alex Jones as Alex Jones is following down the hall, shouting, "Google is evil." You know, their motto used to be, "Don't be evil." Remember when Steve Jobs laughed about that? He says, "Yeah, right." They've actually used to have that as their password. When you would go travel around on their campus from building to building, you get on their transportation if you wanted to use their Wi-Fi that they made available on their buses or trams or whatever they were. They had the password was, "Don't be evil." They're distancing themselves from that. They don't refer to that anymore because it's become quite apparent to everybody left and right who's paying any attention. But of course, America is not a curious country anymore. As Cy Hirsch said about Frank Olson's family, we're not curious about it anymore. But if you are curious, there's no question about it that Google is now evil, as Alex Jones is pointing out. But we're taking the fight to them, folks. They were desperate to shut down Alex Jones and InfoWars at the very beginning, because the information that we have to give you is very threatening to their agenda, and make no mistake about it. This is not a big corporation out there just pushing a leftist agenda on you. Yes, that's a big part of it. That is a big part of the agenda that they're pushing on you. But it is an authoritarian agenda that has the full backing of NATO, the military-industrial complex, and others. And so, folks, if you want to keep your free speech, keep your human rights, I'm going to tell you how they're taking human rights away from people in China right now. Christians just had a massive crackdown on churches in China. This is the future here in America if we don't fight back against this stuff. If you want to support InfoWars, if you want to support your health, we have a special, the 12 days of Christmas sale at InfoWarsStore.com, up to 75% off. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot Points, our reward system, there that for future discounts. You get a free shirt with every order. Today, the free T-shirt is the We Are All Alex Jones anti-censorship shirt. And every day, we have a 24-hour special in addition to the massive discounts that are already there with the 75% off. We have a Alpha Power today, 60% off as part of our 24-hour special. So you'll find that most of the supplements that we have there are up to 50% off. The food products that we have there, the storable food products, 50% off. But we have selected specials that run for 24 hours today. That is Alpha Power, 60% off. You'll find all that as part of the 12 days of Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, as Alex was pointing out, Google employees even support Dragonfly, the censorship program being enacted to help the authoritarian Chinese government. You had hundreds of Google employees sign an open letter opposing that, but you had more than twice that number opposing working with a Pentagon project. Shows you something about where their alliances are. No longer an American company. But let's talk about what's going on in China, in case you think about Google as being an American company. We had, beginning on this last Sunday evening, as reported by New American and Daily Caller, WND, many people have picked this up, beginning Sunday evening and continuing on to Human Rights Day. Human Rights Day, that's something that the UN put out there. UN created Human Rights Day, but they don't really care about the human rights of Christians. So beginning on Sunday and continuing into the UN's Human Rights Day, communist Chinese authorities raided a prominent Protestant church and detained about 100 of its leaders and members in an apparent attempt to force the church to close permanently. The church is called the Early Rain Covenant Church. Remember that name. Remember that name. Pray for those people. Its pastor is Wang Yi. Remember that name. Pray for Wang Yi. And I'll tell you why here in just a moment. They have a weekly attendance of about 800. And of course, they're an easy target since China knows everything about everybody, thanks to Google. But they also did not try to hide underground. They had, like a lot of unofficial churches, unlike a lot of unofficial churches, they don't meet secretly. They did it in the open. And they had a big presence online and with social media. And they've been raided once before, back in the middle of May. But not much came of that at the time, they report. This time, reports World Magazine, they had multiple government departments working together to fan the city and to locate church leaders and members at their homes and at their workplace. And I want you to hear how this plays out. Because, folks, if we don't push back against Google, and if we don't push back against the censorship that's being pushed by the authoritarian monsters in our government, the intelligence services, the military-industrial complex, and others who are behind this, this is what your future will look like for you, for your children. It began about 6 p.m. Sunday. Police cars whisked away the cameraman of the church who was outside the church's building. Police officers also showed up at his apartment, and they searched it. About the same time, authorities shut off the electricity to the apartment of another church staff member. Police then knocked on the door and detained him, and about a dozen police officers arrested three other church members who had stopped by to check up on him. Another church member told World Magazine that the news quickly spread amongst the congregation. By that time, the pastor, his wife, and another elder were unreachable, disappeared. Their home was ransacked. It was a total mess. They still haven't seen the pastor. As the night progressed, more people were arrested. Police surrounded the office building where the church meets. They cut electricity to the seminary's library. Another church member who managed a printing business and who helped Early Rain design hymnals found his business was raided by police and his printers confiscated. What this reminds me of is the early days of the Reformation, where they would go in and destroy the print shops that were printing Bibles in people's languages that they could read. It reminds me of the protests that William Penn and his Quaker members did when they were told that they could only meet with the official Church of England. They said, no, we don't agree with that. We have our own beliefs, and so we're not going to be able to do that. So they kept meeting at their church building. They padlocked the doors. They met on the church steps and held their services outside. And then they arrested William Penn. Out of that fight, not only did they come to America and create Pennsylvania, but out of that fight, we established our First Amendment, our free exercise of religion, our free speech. They were born out of that kind of persecution. It's going to be interesting to see what God does with this kind of persecution that is happening right now by the Chinese. The police tried to compel church members to sign a document stating that the Early Rain Church is an evil cult, assisted by that evil company, Google, the Chinese government assisted by Google. But, of course, the church is going to be the evil cult, right? It's a hate crime to go there. So they said, you're going to sign this document, denounce this church as an evil cult, promise that you will never attend it again. Those who refused to sign the document were arrested. They also raided the church's seminary. They detained students. They closed its school. They forced its students to go to government-run schools because that's how you train the children. You want to get them at an early age. Every dictator has known that. Give the kids to me at an early age and they're mine for life. Just a few years. So we have to do it at earlier ages. And go to kindergarten. That's not early enough. Let's go to preschool and grab them there. Let's keep them the entire time. This round of crackdown is unusual, as it seems that the authorities want to close our church down for good, said one elder. Our social media channels in the previous rounds were not closed, but now they are. That's how you know they're coming to shut you down for good, when they come for your social media channels, because that's where people go to get their news. That's why they shut InfoWars down. That's why 2 months after they shut us down, they shut down 800 other sites. What'd they have in common? They weren't all Trump supporters. They were all pushing back against the unconstitutional, undeclared actions of the military-industrial complex and the CIA.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh, and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
The bravest pastor in China. That's what people are calling Pastor Wang Yi. Remember that name. Pray for Pastor Wang Yi. Why? Listen to what he did. And, of course, he's now been disappeared by the Chinese government. And they're going to make his church disappear. They're going to disappear them on the Internet, and they're going to physically disappear them. And, of course, Google will help to disappear them off of the Internet. They are the partners in this authoritarian censorship regime in China and the one that is operating globally to stop anybody that pushes back against globalism, pushes back against the military-industrial complex of this empire coming out of Washington. And so what did he do? Well, this all happened the day after he published a manifesto accusing the Communist Party of instituting Caesar worship. Now, that's bold. That's bold. That's more bold than what Martin Luther did when he nailed his questions to the wall of the church, because he has opposed this authoritarian regime. Caesar worship, that is not an exaggeration, folks. You have to remember that Xi Jinping, the current dictator in China, has recently demanded that in every church, if they put up a cross in the church, they must put on either side of the cross, on one side, they put a portrait of Chairman Mao, and on the other side, they put a portrait of Xi Jinping. That is the unholy trinity that he is trying to push. Just this last week, I pointed out that they have demanded that in all weddings, the writings of Xi Jinping will be presented to the people there for the wedding and be commented on and worshipped, essentially. So he's going to be there at the wedding. I mean, he's done everything except demand the rights of prima noche, you know, the right to sleep with the bride on the very first night. This is the kind of arrogance of this communist Chinese dictator. And it is Caesar worship that the Communist Party is demanding for him. They're making him a little demigod. And so this pastor, Wang Yi, very boldly published a manifesto accusing them of Caesar worship and calling Chinese Christians to resist government regulations that contradict the Christian faith. His manifesto and his open criticism of China's religious regulation likely prompted his and 100 of his fellow congregants' arrests, reports the Daily Caller. Xi Jinping's religious regulations and the urged worshiping of the state. That's right, folks. The communists are jealous gods. You will have no other god before me, says Mao, says Xi. And they want to be omniscient. They want to know everything about you. They want to be omnipresent in every aspect of your life, and they intend to be omnipotent. As Mao said, power comes out of the barrel of a gun, and they will have all the guns. And they will know everything about you and be everywhere. That's their intent. And then demanding that they be worshipped alongside Jesus Christ in the churches. And so he says, as Christians, we're not going to do that. And he called on Christians to resist that. The next day they arrest him and 100 people there. He said the worship of the state that is being demanded by Xi Jinping is morally incompatible with the Christian faith. And listen to this, if you're not a Christian, and with all of those who uphold freedom of the mind and freedom of thought. Make no mistake about it. Our traditions of free speech are rooted in our Christian faith. And this guy is walking the walk. I hope that if I was in that position, I would be as bold as he is. We just saw Alex Jones confronting Google CEO. But I tell you what, you go against this communist dictator, they have the power to execute you. He really believes these people are not doing Sunday church socials. These are committed Christians. We'll be right back.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
We are going to kill you. This is coming out of Nicaragua. Tyranny is breaking out all across the world right now. It's coming from the globalists. It's coming from the communists. It's in China. It's in Nicaragua. Listen to this Nicaraguan TV journalist and his experiences. This is reported by The Guardian, who, by the way, hypocritically is attacking Julian Assange. They have been at the center of spreading false news and slander about him. I think they've been turned by the British intelligence services after they released information from Ed Snowden. I think they are now running scared. And they're trying to recover some of this by virtue signaling to people covering what is happening in Nicaragua, because that's safe. It's not safe to oppose British intelligence and the London Langley axis when they are coming after Julian Assange. But it's safe to talk about what's going on in Nicaragua. But we should talk about what's going on in Nicaragua, because it shows us another pattern of behavior. I just talked to you about the people who are being arrested, the Christians arrested in China, what that looked like. Coming to their home, shutting off their power, surrounding them, rummaging through their house, disappearing them, arresting more than 100 out of the 800 members of that congregation, demanding that they sign a paper saying that it was an evil cult and they would never attend it again, shutting down their social media, of course. And then we look at what they're doing to the press. Nicaraguan TV journalist Miguel Mora was driving home from work when he was pulled over by armed police. He said they ordered me to take off my glasses and they put a hood over my head. He is the director of a news channel, by the way. Then they took me by the neck and they forced me into a pickup where an officer told me, "You're responsible for the death of police. If you keep effing around, we're going to kill you and your whole family." It was the sixth time that Mora has been detained by the police in the space of a week. They're doing this almost every day. He also faces criminal charges of, listen, wait for it, folks, wait for it, inciting hate. Oh, yes, of course, hate. You're divisive. You're hateful. Those are the charges that they make against you. You know, first, they shadow ban you. Then they ban your channel. Then they attack your character. They assassinate your character, and then they assassinate you. This is the pattern that we're seeing everywhere. And it is all coming after our free speech, our free thought, our freedom of religion, our free exercise of religion. They're all tied together. That's why the founders who had fought this sort of thing, this is nothing new. This is human nature. It's the nature of tyrants. And this is why they put the two of those together as the very first amendment to prohibit this type of government action against our freedoms. But folks, it's not just when government does it. Government in America is far more subtle. They don't send the soldiers to arrest you. They don't send the police to pull you over by the side of the road. What they do is they have their corporate buddies do it for them. And our human rights are not to be taken by governments or by corporations working with and for the governments. And that's what we need to understand. Instead of being fooled by this, as some conservatives and libertarians are. But anyway, they accused him of inciting hate. They said drones have filmed his house. He has armed men on motorbikes tracking his movements. Such intimidation is part of an escalating assault on press freedom in Nicaragua, unleashed in the wake of a civil revolt that paralyzed the country earlier in the year. And so we go back to China. Pastor Wang Yi, He said, what the Chinese communists are doing, demanding that we worship the state, is morally incompatible with the Christian faith and with all of those, Christian or non-Christian, who uphold freedom of the mind and freedom of thought. Because that's ultimately what they're coming after. That's why I said at the very beginning of this program, MK Ultra is ongoing. It is real. It is more pervasive. It is more controlling than ever. We're now getting releases of documents 60, 70 years ago, what the government was doing. Morally corrupt government was doing to people, showing their nature, but they don't show you their technology, not in full. And they've been developing that technology now for 70 plus years. Other house churches in China have scattered and gone secret as their leaders have been arrested. They even have new laws that ban children under the age of 18 from attending church in several regions. They shut the schools down, so you have to go to the government school. They keep your kids out of the churches. Do you keep your kids out of the churches for the government? Do you send your kids to government schools for the government so they can brainwash your children? You show them what is coming out of Hollywood? I find it ironic, in a sense, that Hollywood comes out of Los Angeles. What does that mean? The city of angels, doesn't it? What is an angel? It's a messenger. Hollywood and L.A. and that whole perverted film scene is really coming from the city of messengers. What messages are they sending to your children, to you, to the world? It is an open cesspool of brainwashing for the government. You want to talk about the Manchurian candidate? I mean, we're seeing that kind of stuff being done to us openly now in front of our very eyes. Take a look at what Google is doing in Indonesia, the place where Barack Obama grew up, where he attended a madrasa in his formative years. A new Google Android app helps Muslims to report individuals who commit blasphemy by insulting Islam. You know, we just had the case in Pakistan, Asia Bibi. Working in a field, poor Christian woman, working in the field with other poor women who were Muslim. They said, you filthy Christian, you're not going to get a drink of water out of that well. Convert, or don't drink that water. She says, I'm not going to convert, I'm a Christian. She drank the water. They had her arrested for blasphemy. They sentenced her to death. She spent 8 years on death row. Finally, when the Supreme Court said, we're not going to execute her, there were riots across Pakistan. This is Islam. This is what the Democrats are bringing into our country. I told you yesterday about the poll that was done, asking Democrats and asking Republicans, should, if people want it from their employer, should the employer be required to set up a prayer room for Muslims? Should they be required to do it if Christians want to do it? And you had a 23-point differential for Democrats. Saying that, yes, they should do it for the Muslims, but not for the Christians. 23-point difference in the poll. And it was kind of a mirror image, but not as much for the Republicans towards the Christians against the Muslims. It was maybe about a 15-point difference there instead of 23. Far more telling, even, was the difference when they polled it between Hillary Clinton supporters and Donald Trump supporters. There was a 20-point spread for those in favor of the Muslims who voted for Hillary Clinton. There was a 3-point spread for those who, towards Christians, for those who supported Trump. But what does it look like in Islam? You know, there is no First Amendment under Sharia law, right? These people that the Democrats want to put in charge of our country, as they put out these dystopian fictions like Margaret Atwood's, where she talks about the Christian patriarchy and so forth, A Handmaid's Tale. Why don't you just talk about what's going on in Islam right now? Oh, you don't want to talk about that, right? They said this Google Android app was launched in Indonesia last month at the request of the Indonesian government. And so, yes, of course, Google is going to cooperate with that. They can report people who have committed blasphemy. In Indonesia, the criminal code prohibits blasphemy, and you can get a maximum of 5 years. Google's vice president for Southeast Asia has not shown any resistance to the app, even though people have asked him to take it down because it's being used to imprison people for up to 5 years. Google doesn't care. They're going to leave it on their store. Human Rights Watch has reported 148 people have been convicted of blasphemy in Indonesia since 2004. And of course, it's not just something that affects Christians. It affects secularists as well. You have the National Secular Society has asked Google not to stop it. But Google's going to do it. Why? Because it gets them influence with the tyrants in Indonesia, just like they curry that favor with the Chinese.
For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people, but you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now please take action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We have the CEO of Google, Sundar Pichai. Is that the way you pronounce his name? I don't know. Not from America. They always like to bring these people, give them the keys to the kingdom, the subsidies, the monopolies, and tell them, okay, you do what I tell you to do. And he says, I lead this company without political bias. We're not evil. And I work to ensure that our products continue to operate that way. To do otherwise would be to go against our core principles and our business interests. Oh, of course, they're not interested in profits. They're interested in politics, folks. We've said this many times. You've got Gavin McInnes is the latest one, I guess, to get purged off of YouTube. As a Gateway Pundit reported yesterday, he has now been banned from YouTube, leaving him without any platform to defend himself against leftist smears that target him and his family. He had about 220,000 followers purged. It was reported and bragged about by the Daily Beast. The same people who led the deplatforming movement against him, the same people who pushed to have Twitter shut down this show's Twitter account, the people who whose holding company have paid millions of dollars for Chelsea Clinton to provide them with sage wisdom about all things technical and journalistic. Maybe they're just paying for political influence. I don't know. But they're not political at all. None of these people. YouTube is not political. YouTube claims that Gavin McInnes' account was taken down for copyright infringement, but no further explanation was provided. Well, they gave him more of an explanation than they did when they took down all of my content that I've produced for 6 years here at InfoWars. No explanation ever given. I was trolled with about 9,000, I think it is now, emails. I quit looking a couple of months ago. I mean, it was when it was up well over 7,000. Kept filling out their form. I commented to them on Twitter. They actually responded to me once, but said, did you fill out the form? Yes, I filled out. That was it. Never heard anything back from them. Cannot get an explanation. All I did was the middle of the show, they shut down the live broadcast on YouTube, and they fired off an email and said, a complaint has been received. Your channel has been terminated. A complaint. Forget about the three strikes and you're out. No strikes. I had no strikes, no complaints received against this channel or this content. They just shut it down precipitously like that. And I didn't get an explanation. I never got an explanation from them. I didn't get any more emails until about 6 or 7 hours later when I showed that up on my Twitter account. And then they started sending them to me about every 5 or 10 minutes and continue to do so, but would not respond to anything that I asked. I never got an explanation. Copyright infringement or anything. Never said anything about it. I did have one video years ago when I talked about the creation of the Federal Reserve back in 2013. It was 100th anniversary. They love to do these types of things during Christmas vacations. That's when they chose to create the Federal Reserve. So I drew some parallels to It's a Wonderful Life. I showed the manipulated bank runs of the evil banker in that movie, Potter. Compared it to J.P. Morgan and how he manipulated the bank runs and the creation of the Federal Reserve. I called it It's a Wonderful Lie. I took very short clips. Where did I get those clips of It's a Wonderful Life? I got them from the entire movie that was up on YouTube, had been up there for years, had had nearly 1 million views. And then they said, well, that's a copyright violation. And they would shut it down every time it would get up to 12,000 views. It popped down. We'd put it up somewhere else. They'd pull it down. Other people would put it up and send the link to us, and they would pull it down every time it got up to about 12,000 views. And they left it that way for about 6 months, and then they put it up and they left it until they took down everything that I did on YouTube without any explanation for anything. As Gavin McInnes said, it's all part of a concerted effort to completely deplatform me. YouTube was the last place that I had to defend myself. Recently, there had been a campaign of lies. Let's just call them lies instead of fake news. Let's just call it lies. That the Proud Boys, a social group that was founded by McInnes, had been designated a hate group by the FBI. That turned out to be a lie. But of course, you won't know it now because they've taken down all evidence of that. But it goes even farther than that. As I was talking about the Google Android app that was created at the request of the Indonesian government to report people who commit blasphemy by insulting Islam. You have the National Secular Society. And we're not talking about Christians here. We're talking about secularists because they are also in the crosshairs of Sharia law. The National Secular Society has asked Google not to stock the app in their app store, contending that it will diminish freedom of expression. The NSS CEO, Stephen Evans, said the app was incongruous with Google's mission statement and runs directly contrary to the democratic ideals which Google says it stands for. Well, that would be because Google is lying. Everything that they're doing now is a lie, an obvious lie. They are evil. We should find that clip of Steve Jobs laughing. Don't be evil? Yeah, right. Yeah, right, he said. That was years ago. He's been dead for a number of years. National Secular Society CEO said it will normalize restrictions on freedom of expression in Indonesia and elsewhere. Because Google is a tool of authoritarian regimes in Indonesia, in China, and yes, folks, in the United States. They side with the deep state. They side with the people who are the military-industrial complex, the globalists, the people who are trying to take down President Trump. In 2017, Robert Spencer pointed out that a Texas imam, Omar Suleiman, persuaded Google to drop search results that reflected negatively on Islam. And Turkey was very proud of it. The Turkish news agency, Anadolu, reported at the time, they said, Google's first page results for searches of terms such as jihad, Sharia, and others have now returned mostly reputable explanations of the Islamic concepts. And what he means by that is he packs it down and says, well, when Turkey says it's now reputable, that means that they are explanations that mean that this is favorable to Islam. A questionable website would be one that tells hard truths about Islam and hard truths about jihad. So this Sharia-friendly stance with Google's search engine has been going on for quite some time. That's why I say Google is not a search engine. Facebook and Twitter are not social media. They are tools for control. You know, as we look at the CIA and their MK Ultra program, some documents 60, 70 years old being released now. We had Wired Magazine talking to the CIA's former chief of disguise, Jonah Mendez. She spent her entire career training agents to blend in, to disappear, and even to do a quick change of their appearance if they needed to shake a tail, somebody that was tailing them. And so they did an interview with her. They had had an interview, an article in the past that had been used as the basis of the movie Argo. But she had this to say. She said, one of our officers, probably working out of the American embassy, would have surveillance on them 24 hours a day. They'd have teams of people following them. But they had work to do. They had to communicate with people clandestinely. The extremes that we would go to disguise those people was the most interesting and the most challenging part of the job. And then when we come back, I'll tell you about that. Do we see how Google is being used to disguise the agenda of others, how Twitter and Facebook are being used to disguise it? And I'm going to show you what they are disguising when we come back. Stay with us. I'll be right back.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core, listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty, that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker. And I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together. And I salute you.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
We need to go back and revisit the foundations of our freedom. Our freedoms don't consist of the things that are enumerated on a piece of paper. It consists of the things that we're willing to fight for. The First Amendment, the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Bill of Rights are prohibitions. They're prohibitions against powerful organizations and individuals taking those God-given rights from us as individuals. You better understand that, because they're taking them right now. We have seen what they want to do. They called it UN Agenda 21. Now they call it the UN 2030 Agenda. They want everybody off of the rural lands. They want people out of the suburbs. They want to pack everybody into the cities, because that's where it is easiest for them to control everyone.
It's the David Knight Show.
Never miss your show any day. Never.
At InfoWars.com/show.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Reverse engineering the high-tech takeover plan. This is The David Knight Show.
Try to make some sense of it all.
The Pew Research Center came out with a study yesterday evening. They said it's now true that more U.S. adults get their news from social media than from print newspaper. This is the first time that this has happened. A first time that social media has surpassed newspapers as the preferred source of news for American adults. This is why it is essential for them, no matter how obvious the censorship is, they must shut it down. They cannot compete in this space. They cannot compete against the truth. And so their only tool is to have censorship, even though it is quite obvious to everybody what they're doing and the fact that they cannot compete. And we've seen this over and over again, as I point out many times. Most amazing to me, but it was a perfect example of the way that these people operate. When my wife and my daughter were protesting the abortion clinic here in Austin and the Marxists show up, we had they had posters up, Stop the Black Genocide, talking about how Margaret Sanger and the Bushes, Prescott Bush and others, had targeted the black community for extinction, openly talking about it, and how that has actually been the policy, putting the clinics there and so forth. That's been the policy over generations. And they showed up not with a counter argument. They showed up with black signs to try to cover up my wife's signs. And when they would go low, she would go high. When they would go high, she would go low, to paraphrase Michelle Obama. But she did it for the right reason. Anyway, they said that social media is still behind other traditional news sources like TV and radio, for example. That's one of the reasons why we're on TV and radio. It's very important that we have multiple sites, and also news websites There's multiple ways to skin a cat, but they are coming after every single segment. They're coming after it. They're descending an iron curtain of silence in the West. This is now falling on us. And as I pointed out earlier in the program, you look at the kind of actions that were taken against the Christians in China this week on Sunday. Look at what the threats of the journalist in Nicaragua being arrested. How is that different when the Guardian talks about that and wrings their hands about how horrible that is? How is that different from the arrest and the harassment of Julian Assange that the Guardian champions and excuses and then adds lies and slanders to support the government's position on that? How is that different? As I said in this particular report, now one in five U.S. adults, 20%, are getting their news from social media. That's why we must be censored on social media. With just 16% of those saying that they get their news from newspapers. The change comes at a time when newspaper circulation is in free fall. Print today only remains popular with those who are over 65. Isn't that interesting? 39% of those over 65 get their news from newspapers. By comparison, no more than 18% of any other demographic group gets that much of their news from newspapers. They said local news is still the most popular, 37% getting their news there often. 30% get cable TV news often. 25% even watch ABC, CBS, and NBC often. Haven't learned yet how controlled that is. I think the best way to describe it, we got so many different terms for mainstream media, the legacy media, the prostitutes, as Gerald Celente calls them, and so forth. I like the fiat news. The fiat news. They just tell you, that's the way it is. You know, you don't have any, no question about that. This is coming from an official source. Do not question. This is the government. If you question us, you must be a lunatic, a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist. If you would question what this is the government telling you this. This is Walter Cronkite telling you this. How dare you question what they have to say? Just fall in line. Or you're going to be some kind of outlying lunatic. Anyway, I said, however, if you look at the combination of news websites and social media together, a trend towards increasing news consumption from the web is apparent, and that's why they're rolling out this internet censorship. And we have the idiots or quislings, I don't know which one you want to put them, what category you want to put them in, the people who are libertarians and conservatives who say, these are big corporations, but hey, you know what? It's the free market. I love the free market taking away my freedoms. I don't. I mean, we've already had, as I point out, every time I talk about this, I'll continue to talk about this. 1946, Supreme Court case, Marsh versus Alabama. A private company owned the entire town. They owned the private square. They threw out a woman who was handing out Jehovah's Witnesses literature. She fought them all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said in 1946, even if the private company owns the public square, they cannot censor free speech because that's a human right. We created this government in our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence. We laid out the principle that we create governments. We the people create governments because we're going to use them as a tool to protect our God-given rights that we all possess as human beings. We were endowed by our Creator with inalienable rights, and we create the government to protect those rights. And when the government itself takes those away, then we alter or abolish the government. But the government is also there to protect our rights from being taken by thieves, even if they are a big corporation publicly traded on the New York Stock Exchange. Even if it's a big corporation that hands out money like candy on Halloween to our congressmen. You still protect us from them if you're going to be a legitimate government. And if you're not going to do that, then you're not a legitimate government. Anyway, going back to the news, that's moving towards the web, obviously. 43% of adults get their news from the web in some way compared to 49% from television. And it is growing. They said 81% of those who are 65 and older get their news from television. Again, trend, you know, the older crowd is getting their news from the newspaper and from television, but that's not the case except for those over 65. For TV, they said it's also still the major source of news for those ages 50 to 64. Meanwhile, only 16% of the youngest consumers, those between 18 and 29, get their news from television. So this is the trend. This is why they are exercising this kind of control. Which brings us back to the CIA and their masters of disguise. It's very important for them to disguise what they're doing. And so in the old days, what they would do is if they wanted to spy on you or on some government or something, they would, you know, bring the guy out with funny glasses or dress him up as a woman or whatever. No, they wouldn't. They would go out of their way to look ordinary. You don't want to look extraordinary. You're not going to come out there dressed as a drag queen because you don't want anybody to remember. Oh, yeah, I saw that guy or woman or whatever. No, they're going to dress you very, very blandly. So that nobody even knows, you just blend into the crowd. She says, if they have straight hair, however, we'll make it curly. If they're young, we'll give them a few streaks of gray. It also helps to change the way that they walk or they talk by putting a brace on their leg or an artificial palate in their mouth. Americans have a certain way of standing, she said. They put their weight on one foot or the other. Now, if they're trying to pass themselves off as European, it helps if they stand squarely on both feet because that's the way Europeans stand. You know, all these different things. Like, you remember the World War II movies. The guys are American spies, and they tell them, you know, cut your meat up. You know, don't switch it over and, you know, change your fork and your knife in your hand like Americans do. That's a dead giveaway. Germans don't do that, so forth. Well, they don't stand on one foot or the other either. Certain things like that that are different, culturally different. Said, good disguises, she said, are almost always additive. You can make somebody taller, heavier, or older, but you can't go the other direction. You want to be the person that gets on the elevator and then gets off and nobody really remembers that you were even there. That's the design goal at the disguise labs of the CIA. So what is it that they're trying to disguise today? It's not really so much people. They have now an Internet of Things. It's like your appliances are their spies. Remember when we told you, actually, it was mainstream media. The Fiat News was telling us that David Petraeus, as director of the CIA, was bragging. He said, we're going to have our appliances. Your appliances will be spying on you for us, part of the Internet of Things. He bragged about it. Then we talk about it. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. You paranoid tinfoil hat types, you think your refrigerator's listening to you. You think these other appliances. Yeah, they are now. No question about it. They write articles about it every single day. I've got some more of them. And your car, of course. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media that can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes, that can call BS, it's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all and thank you.
So as we prepare to close out 2018, just remember, this life is a test. And those of you that have been listening and watching and taking action, the victories of populism and nationalism and Christianity coming back from the dead and recognizing it's being persecuted, that's all because you are the core. Listening to InfoWars around the world, the eyes and ears of liberty that were immune or at least resistant to the globalist programming. Everybody knows who studies this that it's Christians, real Christians, who tend to be immune to the globalist brainwashing and who tend to see it. And that's why they're trying to eradicate you. But regardless, this fight is intensifying. 2018 has been insane. 2019 is going to be the big decision maker, and I am so honored to be here with you right beside me. Not behind us, but right beside us and at the heart of everything, resisting these globalists. So whatever you do, take action and realize we're changing history together, and I salute you. For those of us that are the tip of the spear, we're being targeted to take out the leadership. That's the globalist only hope. So when you support InfoWars, when you spread our articles and videos, when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are literally not just supporting InfoWars and free speech, and standing in defiance against Soros and Hillary and the rest of these people. But you are standing for your own future and your own best shot of having an early warning system in America to stand against these individuals. When you order products at InfoWarsStore.com, you fund not just an American revolution, but a global revolution against tyranny. And we have the biggest specials ever running throughout to the end of the year as part of a total store clearance. Every order gets a free t-shirt. Every order gets free shipping. Every order gets 50 to 75% off in total clearance. And that funding allows us to go into the new year on sure footing to fund ourselves throughout the first part of the year to not just fight, but to expand. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. I salute you all. Now, please take action at InfoWarsStore.com. Please, whatever you do, realize that we're all getting punched drunk to the censorship. And you saw 18 Twitter accounts, they say, affiliated with InfoWars. Yeah, some of them were like little side accounts. They even know we had like InfoWars Store that just showed our products. But they just banned them all yesterday in punishment that I be at a Trump rally and be mobbed by all these folks that loved us. Your excitement about America, your excitement about this broadcast is what brought the country and the world back from the brink. But the globalists now want to target where the resistance came from so that we're not pesky in the future. I want to be troublesome and pesky. I want to keep going. I want to make them do the ultimate, not just destroy us financially. I want to push all the way. I've committed to do that. I've prayed for that, and I've been told that's going to happen. But you've got to back us, and I promise you this. I will never falter. I will never waver at the spiritual level. I physically will. But I give you my commitment, if you financially support us, InfoWarsStore.com, to give you my absolute total commitment.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The greetings of people in trouble, reflections of my life.
Oh, how they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow.
Welcome back. I want to get one final segment in here as to how they are spying on us. A big part of the mind control tactic, and I'm going to tell you why that is ultimately mind control. It's not just creepy. It's not just a violation of the Fourth Amendment. It's not just a violation of your privacy. It is a tactic of mind control. But before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of our 12 Days of Christmas sale that's going on right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have up to 75% off. You'll find that all of the InfoWars life products are 50% off. Storable food, 50% off. But we have some products up to 75%. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double Patriot points. We have free T-shirts given with every order. Today, the free T-shirt is We Are All Alex Jones. It's an anti-censorship shirt. And we are featuring every day. We call it the 12 Days of Christmas because every day we have another featured item. Today's 24-hour special is Alpha Power. 60% off. So that's a deeper discount even than we have on our 12 Days of Christmas sale. That particular product, Alpha Power, 60% off for this 24 hours. You'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, 75% off, up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, and a free T-shirt with every order. I was just talking about how the CIA would disguise their spies. You want it to be non-noticeable, right? You walk off the elevator, nobody that was on the elevator with you remembers you. You're going to be so nondescript, blending in. What better way to spy on us than with our appliances, with our homes, with our cars, what they call the Internet of Things? Here's a recent ridiculous example. DEA spy cameras in vacuum cleaners. It's the DEA, of course, the war on drugs. They've got so many different wars they're conducting against us. That's just one of them. According to USAspending.gov, the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, the DEA, awarded a contract to an American defense company to build a vacuum cleaner for surveillance. This is a Zero Hedge article. Yes, government sucks. It truly does. Of course, we've had other reports where they hide cameras and traffic cones. They put them everywhere, everywhere. Because again, it is a sickness with men in power that they want to become godlike, and part of that is being omniscient and omnipresent. They got to know everything about you, and the way they do that is be present everywhere in your life, from your kitchen to everywhere else. As I said before, you know, we Petraeus was bragging about it, and it was reported by mainstream media. We reported it. It's like, you conspiracy theorists. You're saying, yeah, we're going to have refrigerators that are going to be spying on you, giving us information about what you're doing. A California-based company called Special Services received a $42,595 contract November 28th to manufacture a custom shop vac concealment with a Canon M50B camera. One person pointed out and said, over $40,000 for a $200 shop vac and a $3,400 camera? I need to get into government contracting. Yeah, of course. You know, I interviewed at one point in time when I was in engineering with Harris Semiconductor. The people who are now behind the Stingray program, they're putting these kinds of eavesdropping things all over the place. And, you know, they were trying to hide it, just like the CIA was trying to hide their surveillance of people. They're spying on people. Even to the extent that as they used it to find a real criminal. You know, and you can always have examples where they, oh, they caught this guy. But, of course, it's important that we go through a legal process, because if we don't, the government becomes a criminal. And that's the most dangerous kind of criminal, a criminal government. That's why we have things like search warrants. That's why we have things like due process. That's why you don't charge inanimate objects with crimes. But of course they do. They charge them with inanimate objects with crimes. They don't charge the owners. They just take your stuff. And then I guess they turn it into a double agent to spy on you, maybe. They got inanimate objects as spies. They got inanimate objects that are committing crimes. This is the crazy world in which we live. But, yeah, I interviewed with them at one point in time. It's going to be a job tracking satellites. Now they're tracking the population illegally. At one point in time, they went before a judge, and the judge said, you found out about this. They used parallel construction. They found out about the particular crime. Without having a search warrant, they found out about it through the illegal use of surveillance using Stingray. And the police department said, well, I'm sorry, but we can't tell you about that, Judge. We have a non-disclosure agreement with Harris Semiconductor. And he says, well, you don't have a non-disclosure agreement with me. You either tell me what you're doing with this stuff, or this guy walks. And they let him walk because it wasn't important to them to put away a criminal. It was more important to them to be able to spy on you without warrants. You know, how does this look? Well, of course, it's going to be, we know how it looks. They're already doing it in China. The social credit program, some people pointed out, now as many as 15 million people have been banned from traveling because of the social credit program. I mean, if they don't arrest you for your religious beliefs, as they just did those Christians this week, they will ban you. As they said, if you do what we want, we'll open up everything for you. Free public transportation everywhere. But if you don't say what we want on social media, you won't move a foot, not a foot anywhere. And who are their partners in this? As they point out, in China, your car could be talking to the government. How is that? Oh, well, it's through the same corporations that partner with our government, that get subsidized by our government, that get subsidized by their government. You know, corporations like Tesla, for example. This guy in China bought a Tesla. He said what he didn't know, said AP. This is AP. This is establishment news. What he didn't know was that Tesla is constantly sending information about the precise location of his car to the Chinese government. Tesla's not alone. China has called upon all electric vehicle manufacturers. See, it's focused. People say, why do you hate electric cars so much? Because they are the focus. They have so much leverage with these electric car vehicle manufacturers. Why? Because they subsidize them. They subsidize them and they say, oh, okay, you've got this car loaded up with electronics. We want you to spy on these people for us and turn the information over to us as well. Oh, and by the way, if you don't do the electric cars, you not only don't get subsidized, you will charge people more for buying these non-electric cars, and we'll pass that over as a subsidy to them. And so they say for all the electric vehicle manufacturers in China, they all do these kinds of reports. Yeah, it's not just Tesla. It's Volkswagen, BMW, Daimler, Ford, GM, Nissan, Mitsubishi. All of these electric car companies, even one that you haven't heard of, a U.S. listed electric vehicle startup called NIO. They all transmit position information and a lot of other information to the government. And this, folks, is the essence of the MK Ultra surveillance. It's called geospatial intelligence. It started about the same time they started funding all these internet companies with the CIA's venture capital firms. Same time that DARPA and these other surveillance agencies started getting on the venture capital firms and giving money to these corporations that are now the masters of the universe. They created a program called Geospatial Intelligence where they monitor everything that you do. It's the metadata. That's the key thing for them, the metadata. Using that information, they can infer what your political beliefs are, what your religious beliefs are, who your friends are. They can follow you everywhere you go. They can map their political opposition. And that's the fastest growing part of our intelligence agencies. Most Americans don't even know anything about geospatial intelligence. They've kept it under the radar very effectively. But they have what they call activity-based intelligence. They have predictive intelligence. That's where you get your minority report style crime investigation. All of that stuff. And then, of course, mastering the human domain. Human domain analytics. This is where this is all coming from. As Eric Peters points out, they're Teslian e-fleas. Why? Because they get paid so much money. They get subsidized to do all of this by the government. You know, when President Trump got angry with GM because they said, all right, that's we're shutting down these factories and we're moving to China and so forth. It's like, wait a minute, you guys got a lot of money from us, right? Oh, well, we paid it all back. Well, actually, no, they didn't. No, they didn't pay it all back. And as President Trump was saying, well, we're going to see about those subsidies. You had the mainstream media out there bragging about it and saying, he can't do anything about that. GM, you know, all these car companies, when they passed that law, they passed, said that they would get 200,000 cars, first 200,000 cars that they sold, you'd get a $7,500 subsidy on that. And they said GM's only got about 4,000 of it, so they don't care. Ah, but the issue is they think they're going to get this extended, and they're working on getting that extended, and they probably will make a big push for that with the Democrats in Congress. That's why you've got now a group of people lobbying President Trump trying to say, hey, remember you said you weren't going to extend this. We've got to not extend this because, folks, it is ultimately about controlling everything. Again, Google and their sidewalk labs. That's it. They want you walking, but they're going to track and tax your every movement.
The globalists are trying to set up a private corporate world government that's above the law. If there's any opposition, if there's any independent media, they can call the fact that the emperor has no clothes. They can call BS. It's game over. But if you look at everybody else like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, they are all beholden to the networks they're on that can be targeted. There's only two groups in the U.S., InfoWars and Matt Drudge of DrudgeReport.com, that are truly independent. And, of course, they're two of the dominant media forces in the world. It really is amazing. That's why, as we close out 2018, I want to just remind the listeners of the amazing fight we're all in and how far we've come together. Just remind you that you are the power, you're the strength, you're the will of InfoWars. So please spread the links, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, because if you don't spread the articles and the videos, no one else will. We're all in each other's hands. God bless you all, and thank you.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced four-stage compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220 plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.